The Steelers traded Broderick Jones on Saturday evening. Jones and a 2027 fourth-round pick to the Cowboys for a 2027 third and a 2027 sixth. First reported by Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo of NFL Network and confirmed on the team's official transaction list, per Teresa Varley at Steelers.com. Josh Kearney's case for the deal at Steelers Depot. The former first-round tackle allowed 5 pressures and 3 sacks on 140 preseason snaps in his return from spinal fusion surgery, and the team had already declined his fifth-year option in May. What the deal leaves behind is thinner. First-round rookie Max Ihanakor made his pro debut in Thursday's finale, and it was uneven. A sack allowed and a holding penalty, per Brian Batko at Steelers.com. Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch's verdict on the right tackle depth, per Adam Miller at Steelers Depot. That is a problem. The second trade came Sunday. Running back Caleb Johnson to the Packers for a 2028 sixth-round pick, pending a physical, per Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, and likewise confirmed on the team's transaction list, per Varley. A 2025 third-rounder went for a sixth 2 years away, and 2 days before the deal, Matthew Martzi at Steelers Depot had called the verdict all but in on Johnson as Omar Khan's worst draft pick so far. The trade leaves Rico Dowdle and Jaylen Warren as the veteran backfield, with rookie Eli Heidenreich, a Mat Lebanon native who played at Navy, winning the number 3 job after scoring on a 9-yard touchdown run in the finale, per Batko. And per Jerry Dulac, relayed by Ross McCorkle at Steelers Depot, the team wasn't shopping anyone but was willing to listen if teams approached them. Mason Rudolph, Johnson, and Joey Porter Jr. drew inquiries. Which brings up the question our last episode was built around. A week ago, the film said Will Howard was the odd man out in a 4-man quarterback room, and Dulac reported the team had already decided to keep him. We said Cutdown would referee it. Dulac was right. Pittsburgh kept all 4 quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Rudolph, Howard, and Drew Aller, per Varley at Steelers.com. Howard helped his own case in the finale, going 9 of 15 for 69 yards with 2 touchdown passes and an interception, per Batko. Aller's second half went 9 of 18 for 88 yards. But Batko's read is that the finale wasn't the point. Keeping 4 would be a surprise if they don't, he wrote, because the team is too high on the young quarterbacks and too uncertain at the position beyond this year. Howard's full preseason line was 26 of 39 for 229 yards, 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, a 67.2 rating against Aller's 87.8 and Rudolph's 101.9. Mike McCarthy's version, per Jim Wexel at Steelers.com. We've got 2 veterans that we can win with, and we've got 2 young guys that we're really excited about their future. One of those veterans is still a theory. Only Howard and Aller played quarterback at Buffalo. So Rodgers finished the preseason without taking a snap. The rest of the ledger? Compressed. The team's official accounting, per Varley, 15 players waived and 5 vested veterans released Sunday. Malik Harrison, Travis Homer, Dean Lowry, Asezi Otomewo, and Ellendon Roberts, on top of the cuts made Friday and Saturday. Roberts was released Sunday morning, first reported by Adam Schefter, 18 days after signing and after logging 43 snaps in Thursday's finale. And the roster skews young for this franchise. The initial 53 keeps 11 rookies, all 10 draft picks plus Kevin Jobity Jr., as the only undrafted rookie to stick, per Batko. The status sheet moved in both directions. Deshaun Elliott, whose comeback game we covered a week ago, was placed on injured reserve, designated for return per Varley, 9 days after playing his first game since his 2025 knee injury. The team's transaction article gave no injury detail. Porter was activated off the active, physically unable to perform list, per Varley, with his contract situation still open. Bob Labriola at Steelers.com wrote that, "All contract talks will cease once the ball is kicked off on Septern 13 for the regular season opener." Lineman Jack Driscoll went to injured reserve with a return designation and cornerback Dante Kent to the reserve, physically unable to perform list, per Varley. At receiver, Michael Pittman Jr. returned to practice last Monday after roughly 2 weeks out, per the team's camp blog at Steelers.com, and DK Metcalf asked whether he had any doubt about the September 13th opener, answered, "No, sir, no." That quote is the record. No practice return for Metcalf has been reported. Both made the 53, per Varley. The finale itself, briefly. Bills 28, Steelers 27 at Highmark Stadium on Thursday. Buffalo winning on a late touchdown drive and a 2-point conversion with 1:06 left, per Batko. The play that travels, rookie returner Caden Wetchen, who a week earlier fumbled one punt and bobbled another, took a punt back 45 yards for a touchdown, per Batko. McCarthy, per Wexel, He's been under some criticism just for being a young guy veteran team, so some tough love. Back in July, we previewed Pittsburgh as the division's loudest regression profile, a 7-3 record in one-score games and a +11 turnover margin, both graded least repeatable in our data. With the job of outrunning that math handed to Rodgers and a rebuilt receiver room. Last week, we wrote the offense would be assembled for the first time in September. Cut day made that official. Rodgers took zero preseason snaps. Pittman has 1 week of practice back. Metcalf's return to the field is a quote rather than a sighting. And the roster around the experiment got thinner, with Jones traded, the backfield down to two veterans and a rookie, and Elliott off the active list again. Nothing this week disproved the July read. Nothing tested it either. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears and the practice squads form behind it. Where the 15 waived names land is the next episode's job. And whether Roberts, who as a vested veteran didn't pass through waivers, resurfaces in Pittsburgh. An outcome the beat treats as live, per Carney, but no one's transaction yet. Beyond that, whether Rodgers, Metcalf, and Pittman finally share a practice field before the Falcons on September 13th, and whether Porter's contract gets resolved before kickoff shuts the window. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.